You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzler. Gene Marks, my colleague who travels the United States for small businesses. He is a small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer. But Gene writes for a number of distinguished publications about small business, which is the business of America. We begin, however, with the travels of Gene Marks, touching upon associations and syndications that pull small businesses together several times a year, and certainly at year's end. How are we doing? What does 26 look like? We begin with Gene's travels. We start in the south, we go north, and then we go west. Gene, a very good evening to you. You started in Austin with the Contemporary Design Group. That sounds upscale and attached to building. How are they doing? Good evening.
Yeah, they are. You actually hit it right on the head, John. The Contemporary Design Group is a group of people that are in the building industry. They're designers, architects, people that supply designers. They do upscale homes as well. People that are in the furniture business. It's a real mishmash of a bunch of different people that are basically, you think about, you know, an upscale home that needs a lot of design work, needs tiles and paving, needs, you know, nice looking furniture, artwork, all that, that. Those are the people that supply that.
Shrubbery, so shrubbery, must landscape.
Correct. There are actually no landscapers in that group. That's in a whole other group that I speak to. Okay. But these guys are basically interior, you know. And they're, you know, and they, some of them own retail furniture stores. Some of them are just freelancers. Anyway, so there's like, you know, 60, 70 people there that I spoke
now,
to last Saturday.
Gene, I want to interrupt here.
Sure.
Anticipate where we're going. This is the high end. That's the K, the economy that's described as for the rich only.
Yeah.
And you should have seen people grinning because things should be good. In fact, I'm worried that they're not. What do they report, Gene?
No, things have been good. All the businesses seem to be doing pretty well this year. Their biggest concern is just tariffs, because a lot of the stuff that they do sell comes from overseas, and they're trying to navigate the uncertainty of tariffs, particularly those that are retailing and those that are actually selling furniture, not services. So that's their primary concern, John. But for the most part, the work has been out there, and they've been they've been good. Even though it's you say it's upscale, a lot of these people sell furniture and interiors and products into middle class, upper middle class, you know, homeowners. And so they're still feeling a little bit of a pinch and a slowdown in the real estate economy, in the home buying and selling economy. So
this is
for
Austin,
the most part, it's been positive.
Isn't that Boomtown USA? How long did you have to wait for an Uber?
In Austin, it was busy. It was I was there on a Saturday, so I was actually there during Friday night. And the hotel that I was in, which was the Thompson Hotel, is right off of 6th Street where all the action's going on in Austin. And you could hear it outside the hotel window, John, like till like 2 in the morning, just so you know. So try not to stay in that local area if you want to try and get, you know, a good night's sleep. But Austin was hopping. Getting an Uber on a Saturday afternoon was not so tough. Probably that evening would have been a lot more challenging.
And it's supposed to be attracting all the tech workers from California. Everybody's
Correct.
Moved there. Do you see it on the street? They look hip and Mars bound.
It's definitely a younger crowd, yeah. And it is definitely people that are are in the tech industry. The people that I know in Austin that are working there, say that the costs in Austin have really skyrocketed, particularly the cost of rent. And some I have some friends in that area as well who have been there for many years, who have said that it is a you can't even compare it to the way it was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So just saying.
This is the new Palo Alto. Remember how yes. Palo Alto, a sleepy little town attached to a university with little bungalows, turned into a billionaire's palace?
Yes.
And that's what's coming Austin's way. All right. Business is good at the high end. Now we go north, way north. Fargo, North Dakota, the National Regional Safety Association. What is that?
So this is an association of safety professionals, employees, and experts that work for a myriad of companies in North Dakota, utilities, manufacturers, some retail, construction as well. These people are in charge of the safety of the employees that work at those companies. I spoke there, John. Just for anybody thinking of going to Fargo in December, it snowed 5 inches each day that I was there. I was there for 2 days, and the temperature ranged between -2 and a positive 12 degrees. And as you and I are speaking, it's going down to -24 this weekend in Fargo. These people just shrug it right off. They just drive around in the snow. It's not an issue. Both of my flights were on time, came in, landed, and took off in snow. I mean, we get an inch of snow in Philly, and that airport locks down. Fargo, it's just business as usual. They're plowing all the time and de-icing. So these people came up for the conference in the snow. They're serious about learning. My conversation was all about AI for safety professionals, and it was a whole lot of fun. When I speak to these groups, I like to customize it for the audience. And the safety professional industry are trying to get their arms around AI. And there's really two ways that AI impacts people in that industry. First of all, there's the back office way. So they need to get familiar with using AI like you use Grok or Claude or ChatGPT or, to do research for themselves and, ask questions and connect to custom database and systems in the safety world that they can get good, good data out of to help them do their jobs. And then also back office applications that they use. They have compliance applications as well as just Microsoft Office and Google Workspace. I mean, none of these people are scratching the surface of using AI in the back office. And then they needed to be aware of what was going on in the field, John. So there's a lot going on in the field. There are security cameras that, you can install in warehouses and construction sites that are using AI to immediately spot safety issues and flag them so these people can follow up. And there's augmented reality devices now that you can put on. This is Microsoft HoloLens or Apple's Vision Pro or Meta's or Orion, where you can walk around a construction or a manufacturing plant. And those augmented reality devices are trained to see any type of safety issues. Like they're comparing what it's looking at to a large language model that has OSHA data and saying, hey, that's a potential problem and that's a potential problem. They're very interested in that. As well as the Internet of Things, John, using AI. If you're doing safety, you want the equipment, the machinery, even the clothes that people are wearing should have sensors all over them. So if there's a problem, if they're going to break down, if they're going to explode, or if somebody is picking up something that's too heavy, you want to be notified. And a lot of these Internet of Things equipment and wearables now are equipped with AI-based sensors so that they can detect these things and then notify safety managers to say this is a potential problem in your plant or your construction site and you need to do something about it. I'm just scratching the surface, John. I know this stuff really interests you. That's the kind of stuff that I talked about with the safety group. And from what I can tell, a lot of people are taking notes.
Questions. Did they ask about their own jobs?
No, it's funny. There's this hanging fear among workers that AI is going to replace them. And I constantly, reinforce to people that AI is not going to replace them anytime soon and to ignore all of the predictions that you see because people really don't know. And I have to reinforce them that, there's a lot of functions of your job that AI will help you do a lot faster. The best employees, the best people in the safety industry will get to know these AI tools really well, become expert with them, and be that much more valuable to their employer and hopefully perform the work of two or three people at the same time because they're using automation to do that. If they lean into the AI tools that are available in that industry, They will be so valuable to their employers, they'll have more job security than they even have today.
All right, after risking Austin singing until 2 a.m. in the morning and then braving the cold of Fargo, North Dakota, yes. Gene gets rewarded. He heads to the Palace of Dana Point, California. Who are you
John,
talking
have you ever
to?
Been, yes. Have you ever been to Dana Point? Do you know
what it is? At the big hotel there. What is it?
There's a big Marriott resort that's there. I did not stay there, but there's a Dana Point is gorgeous, guys. I mean, yes. it is midway between Los Angeles and San Diego. On the coast, beautiful harbor, bougie shops, the whole thing. It's just really nice. I was at the Ocean Institute in Dana Point, also beautiful. But there was an event being held there by a private company called Bogart Construction. And they had all of their employees there. It was their annual meeting. And they had me speak, big surprise, about AI in the construction world. And a lot of it is what I talked about to the safety group in Fargo, but still customized a little bit for construction and still a lot of the same themes. You know, if you're worried about your jobs, don't be. Robots are not going to be replacing pipe fitters, electricians, plumbers, master drywall people. That's not going to happen anytime soon. In fact, it's not going to happen in the next 10 to 15 years. So they're good. You know, they will be using more equipment, more tools, more devices on job sites that are AI enabled to help them do their work. I'll give you an example. I showed a video of a robot dog, John, made by Boston Dynamics. It's called Spot. And what's Spot the dog? And it's a robot and it's equipped with sensors. And what Spot is used for is to go into potentially hazardous or dangerous areas to check things out, you know, how the status of a job is. Now, up until AI existed, you would have to send a human being up to a hazardous area to get job status and, you know, assess where things are. But now Spot the dog can do that for you. And if something happens to Spot the dog, it's a financial loss, but not a human loss. So that's a good thing. And it's equipped with video and sensors. It can check security. It can check for safety. It can look for status. It's bringing it all in and putting it into a database, that data, which the company then can see and, you know, and analyze. That's a huge value. I mean, that the robot dog costs about $75,000, which sounds like a lot, but in all honesty, I mean, how do you compare that to the price of an injured worker, you know? So they were real interested in things like that. Like robots will have their place in the on job sites, but they're not going to be replacing construction workers anytime soon. One final thing, California, as we all know, is a tough place to do business for a business owner. There's a lot of permits and regulations. AI is helping or can help this company, Bogart, stay on top of those permits and regulations, as well as making their people that much more productive, because there's a big, big shortage of construction workers, skilled construction workers. It's not just the immigration issues, but you've got, you know, many, many, more than a million people retiring out of that industry in the next 5 to 7 years. So, you know, they're going to need those kinds of AI tools and robotics and back office tools to stay competitive and continue to do business. They're not going to replace employees with it. They're going to supplement their existing employees. So that's why they got to get to know it. If you're in the construction business, you got to get up to speed on what's coming out and what's already there.
Leaving the mini paradise of Dana Point, we come east to Washington. When we come back, what's an HRA? Gene Marks, a small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, also the Philadelphia Inquirer and other distinguished publications. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.